Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about some dramatic words from the book of 2 Samuel. The words when a man said, "I am an Amalekite." Let me read it to you from 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 8, where we read, "And he said to me, 'Who are you?' So I answered him, 'I am an Amalekite.'" Now, King Saul died in battle, and he left Israel in crisis and chaos. 2 Samuel chapter 1 tells the story of a man, an Amalekite, who ran to David in Ziklag after the battle. The Amalekite came to David with the crown and bracelet that once belonged to Saul. Those were proof that the man was there at Saul's death and could pick up the crown and bracelet. As the Amalekite explained it, Saul was wounded and dying when he happened upon the unfortunate king, and Saul begged the Amalekite to put him out of his misery and to spare him the horror of capture and torture by the Philistines. According to the Amalekite, he then killed King Saul as a favor. Now let me tell you something. The story of the Amalekite was a lie. The book of 1 Samuel ends with the death of Saul, and 1 Samuel 31 verse 5 says that Saul's armor bearer saw that King Saul was dead. The Amalekite seems to have been the first person to come upon the dead body of Saul. When he did, thinking quickly, he looted the body of the royal crown and bracelet, and he brought those things to David as trophies, and he expected a rich reward. I can picture the Amalekite rehearsing the story as he came to David at the city of Ziklag, confident that he just won the ancient version of the lottery. Nevertheless, there is a strange irony in the Amalekite coming upon the dead body of Saul and looting the corpse. Many years before, in a unique war of judgment, God commanded Saul to completely destroy the people of Amalek. That's in 1 Samuel chapter 15. Saul failed to do this, and now an Amalekite stood over the bitter end to Saul's tragic life. Saul didn't deal with Amalek, and now an Amalekite dealt with him. Though the Bible does not specifically say it, Amalek is commonly regarded as an illustration of our rebellious human nature, sometimes called the flesh. A survey of passages where Amalek is mentioned shows this. Amalek focused its attack on the tired and weak in Deuteronomy 25. My flesh, my rebellious human nature, is a worse problem when I'm tired and weak. Amalek did not fear God, according to Deuteronomy chapter 25. My fleshly nature does not fear God as it should. God commanded a permanent state of war against Amalek. That's in Exodus chapter 17. And God does not want me to surrender in the battle against my fleshly nature. And the fight against Amalek was only won in the context of prayer and seeking God, according to Exodus chapter 17. So it is so with the fight against my own fleshly nature. God promised one day to wipe out the remembrance of Amalek in Exodus chapter 17. And in the resurrection, my rebellious human nature will be finally transformed and gone. And Joshua won the battle against Amalek in Exodus chapter 17. My Joshua, that is Jesus Christ, wins the battle against my fleshly nature. Now, if we use this picture, we see that Saul's failure to deal with Amalek when God told him to ended in ruin with an Amalekite presiding over his own death. In the same way, when we fail to deal with the flesh as God tells us to, we can expect that area of the flesh to come back and to deliver some deadly strikes against us. God wants us to deal with our sinful nature, but not because he hates us. He does it because he loves us. And he wants us to be spared the death that comes from the fleshly nature. Is God speaking to you about a specific need to deal with your rebellious human nature? Then draw close to Jesus and get Amalek, that is the flesh, before Amalek gets you. Think about that today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.